Living my dying. I probably have a year to live. This time last year I had 2 years. This time next year I might be in the ground, or frailly existing, a yellow, swollen-bellied skeleton, literally a shadow of my former self, living and yet not living, dying and yet not dying. Though the worst of the anger has subsided, I haven't and can't accept it. Everyone thinks I'm being so brave, but they don't know I'm still screaming internally at the injustice of it all. It's not fair, it's not fair, it's not fair. Apart from my maternal grandmother, who died tragically at the age of 37 from breast cancer, and my parents, who died unnecessarily from suicide and manslaughter, at 55, I shall be the youngest person in my extended family to die so young. Nearly all of them smoked, many of them were vastly overweight, and none of them exercised as I have done. Why, even 21 stone Uncle Cyril, with his 40 a day, 6 pints a night, and penchant for fried food every meal, lived till he was 67. Whereas, never smoking, vegetarian, 40 laps of the pool a day me, isn't even going to live as long as the average Glaswegian male. I'm trying to die gracefully and with dignity, but I can't help these waves of anger and injustice which engulf me whenever I see a smoker or a person I know who's lived a dissolute life.